Podcast Stuff!
I'm Twisted Cat.
I'm Batman.
I'm Patch.
I'm not here.
We drove all the way to Oceanside.
So the lineup tonight was Tim Montana,
mm-hmm.
The Warning,
Giovanni and the Watsons,
and the Hired Guns.
And the motherfucking Hired Guns. Or no, the Hired motherfucking Guns.
Is that it? And Seether.
And Seether.
All right, so Tim Montana, I know two of his songs. It was very exciting.
Yeah, they were actually pretty good. It was rough. The lighting technician for the house had a seizure on the on the light board for 3 sets.
Yeah, he got to play, like, hit all the buttons.
I'm pretty sure he had never touched a soundboard before, lighting board before.
Yeah. He was awful, but and the sound for the first band was not great.
Well, and it's a very live room anyway, because it's, what, a basketball arena?
Yes.
Yeah.
It is a basketball arena. It's the cutest little arena I've ever fucking been in.
Yes. I think Dartmouth College has a larger arena for their basketball team, and who even knew that that Dartmouth
definitely has
a
basketball team? I mean, but that, like, who even knew that Dartmouth had a basketball team? And they just opened.
Yes. Brand new venue.
Opened in September. It is now October. I think this is the second rock show they've done here. So, you know, they get a little bit of a learning curve.
So what as I said during the show, I think the lighting guy, along with everybody else in the arena, is learning on the job.
Sure.
Because I don't think anybody, like, there were no ushers to direct people to their seats.
There were down on the floor, but not up top.
Right, well, because they were checking wristbands to not let everybody out onto the floor.
Although, really, they should have let everybody out onto the fucking floor. I felt bad for the bands.
Yeah.
Yeah, there was plenty of room. The place was not sold out.
And I don't know why I was surprised that Oceanside, which is a military town, has a police department that is that well armed. Yeah. What the ever living fuck?
Yeah, I tried really hard not to pay attention.
I actually said to one of them on our way, and I was like, "Goodness, you're heavily armed." They just kind of smiled at me, and I'm like, "Okay then." Anyway, because so there was, like, seriously, like, armed guards everywhere, like, wearing flak jackets and shit.
Well, you know, gotta watch out for all them drug running Mexicans.
Right.
And also, it's a military town. I feel like they have to live up to the Marines or something. Anyway. Okay, so Tim Montana, he was good.
Yeah, it was good.
His set started out rocky, and it was like, I don't know who the heck this is. And eventually he said some funny shit, and the last couple songs, I'm like, oh, wait, no, I've heard this song.
Yeah, I like this song.
He gets some airplay on Octane. And I'm familiar with, like I said, two of his songs. I liked the fact that he said poverty is a character building exercise and everyone should try it.
He figured out the trailer isn't what...
What makes the trash.
What makes the trash is meth. Don't do meth.
Yeah.
You can take the trash out of the trailer. The trailer doesn't make the trash. It's meth. Don't do meth.
Yeah, that was fantastic.
Yeah. And then The Warning, twice in 1 week.
Oh, they're so fucking good.
So good.
Those young ladies are amazing.
Yes.
They really are.
Yeah.
But we've said everything that we have to say about them. Like we really have.
This week, even.
The only thing I can think to add on is it's two shows now. Paulina on drums has started using a headset mic.
Yeah.
And I believe it is not as good as her previous system of the overhead boom with a real mic.
Did she have an overhead boom?
But previously
she did. Yeah.
Not this week.
Yeah,
but...
No. I know. I'm thinking back to, like, when we've seen them with Hailstorm in Arizona.
Yeah, I've seen her lean into a mic before.
Yeah, she had a big, tall overhead, like a super high stand that came around and then looped in front of her.
Are you sure you're not thinking of RJ?
Yes.
There's a difference between the two, really.
She used to have somewhat similar to his setup, yes.
Okay.
But
yeah, no, her they need to get her a better mic.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it's hard to do vocals as a drummer.
It is. And it's hard to mic a drummer.
The beauty of those headset mics is she's using a little Countryman Isomax. It's a tiny little mic. It doesn't move around too much, but it's super very directional. You got to have it in the exact right spot. And as a drummer, it's going to move around a bit. So she always sounds best when she's looking down and to her left.
And I think she's figured that out. I saw her do that a couple of times.
She does. She's using that, but she can't always do that because she's also still playing drums most of the time.
Yeah.
Right. But so awesome.
Yeah. And then there was Giovanni and the Hoosets.
I'm happy to just pass over them.
I am pretty confident that that is the worst fucking set I have ever sat through.
Yeah, it was just
that guy couldn't carry a fucking note in a fucking tanker truck.
The thing that I noticed in looking at their YouTube stuff, and I think it bore out tonight, is the band itself is not bad. He just needs to not be fronting them.
Yeah, even on their YouTube stuff, Twisted Cat pulled some up the other day while we were having dinner. And she played it, and like it starts, I'm like, okay, that's not bad. And then the vocals come in, I'm like, oh, that's not good.
Yeah.
Like, somewhere in the middle of their set, I said to everybody, oh my God, that's supposed to be Sweet Child of Mine.
And I hadn't recognized it at all.
Yeah, no, they did a couple mashups, and it was like pumped up kicks with Sweet Child of Mine, and half the time when someone like, I didn't realize Pumped Up Kicks. I'm like, wait, this is Pumped Up Kicks.
Okay. I never heard Pumped Up Kicks.
No, it was Pumped Up
Not
Kicks.
Not once.
Yeah,
no. I believe you that it happened, but I never heard it.
Yeah. I realized it halfway, and I'm like, I've heard this.
They were fucking awful.
Yeah.
I was reading an interview while they were playing, and in the interview he was talking about how he had been
kicked in the throat,
addicted to Xanax, and how he had come off of a set thinking it was the best set they'd ever done, and how the rest of the band was like, dude, that was the worst thing ever. What the fuck was that?
And part of it, so his vocal so his mic was also doing stupid shit and having issues.
No, I think they turned him down.
No, part of it is in fact him, because I figured out, I'm like, okay, when he's talking, you know, yells at the crowd, whatever, it's fine. But when he goes to sing, he's trying to do all vocal fry like this. He's talking and he's singing. He's trying to make that sound, and it's god awful horrible. And luckily, it doesn't pick up on the mic. If you get a chance to see Giovanni and the Hired Guns, don't bother.
Yeah, don't. Just like spend your money elsewhere. Fucking roll it up and smoke it.
This is the part of the podcast where we talk about what is it the movie rating system of, you know, gotta pee. Their set is when you go to the bathroom.
It's fine. I did.
You did, yeah.
I went and bought
it wasn't long enough.
And some water.
I even spent time getting gluten-free crumbs out of my bra, and it still wasn't long enough.
Yeah, no, they're not good. I do not recommend them.
No.
Also, I mean, my man just kind of seriously just wandered around stage like he's me on the telephone at home. I get on the phone
I just
wander aimlessly around. And like picking up various things in the kitchen or in the living room or it's...
Yeah, like if he could have gone out to the catio, he would have.
Yeah, he just wandered around.
Can we say a few angry words about the DJ?
Yes! Oh my God, yes!
All of them!
So this was put on by 105.3 KIOZ, I believe.
I don't know.
I didn't catch what their call sign is.
Well, because they used to be on 102.1.
Right.
And KIOZ looks like 102. I was reading stuff. Anyway.
And they have the show.
Oh, my God. Those four. It's two guys and two women. And the two guys come out with microphones and don't let the women talk.
Yeah.
And then make sexist and homophobic jokes.
Yeah.
And they were fucking atrocious.
Yeah.
They
were also transphobic.
The DJ, not much better.
sizist. I don't know if I heard any ableism.
Yeah, no, their entire shtick seems to be insulting each other and everybody else in just kind of a haphazard way. Yeah.
There was nothing redeeming.
No. I need to never listen to that radio station.
Yeah.
Okay, and then they had the guy they had playing music in between sets.
Some sort of...
He's their afternoon jock.
He's the afternoon DJ, yeah.
In a minor market.
In Oceanside.
Yeah, the number 30 market in the country.
Whatever, Cali Burrito or some shit? I don't know.
He can't...
On Instagram or...
He can't do a transition to save his life. Like, people who have just touched a deck can do a better transition than he can.
I watch better DJs than him on Twitch every day. He's been doing this for 20 years, he said. He's been on the air 20 years.
How can you be that bad?
Automix on Serato does a better job than that. You can hit a button and it will beat match and mix your two songs.
Oh, and what were the two songs that he was...
He tried to mix...
Michael Jackson to...
No. Hang on. He tried to mix from Michael Jackson's Thriller to System of a Down Toxicity.
Yeah.
It was the worst thing I've heard in a hot minute.
His entire sets...
Missed that because I chose that time to go to the restroom.
There you go. All of his sets were like train wrecks.
And somebody needs to take the air raid siren button away from him.
Right.
Like you know, you've got the classic meow, 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 DJ. Replace meow, 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 with the air raid siren. Oh my god.
Was there an actual air raid siren?
No.
Did I tune that out?
You tuned it out.
I must have tuned it out too, because I have no idea.
It was constant.
Yeah,
about.
No, it definitely at the very end, like, what is, why are you, there's an air raid siren in this.
Yeah, no, it was London during the Blitz.
Yeah.
Oh. I did not, I must have thought it was part of the music that he was playing.
Oh, no, yeah. It was. It was not original.
Air raid siren is not a, not an instrument. Stop it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Pedro Poppy or whatever the fuck his name is was obnoxious and awful and needed to be...
He right. just kept talking during the music and I was like, less yah, more blah.
No, less blah, more yah.
Whatever. Play the fucking
less
music.
Less of you. Be a DJ, not an MC.
He wasn't a good DJ, so it didn't matter.
Yeah, he wasn't a good DJ. He was not a good hype man. He was not...
Anything.
Yeah, he was a jackass on a mic.
Anyway.
So, yeah, 105.3, avoid them.
Yeah, and to jump back to Giovanni just for a moment, I heard somebody through my earplugs in the next section over scream at them to get off the stage. Like, we were not the only ones who thought they were awful.
Yeah.
Oh, all right. And then, as far as I'm concerned, the reason we drove down here, the reason I got tickets, okay?
Yes.
Seether is on tour right now with Skillet. And this is one of the only shows that they're playing on the entire tour without Skillet.
And probably
the closest to LA. But no Skillet.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah.
It's worth it to go to San Diego to not see Skillet.
Right. We've walked out of a Skillet show before, at least once, if not twice. Okay, so...
I'll be honest, it took me... a song or two to warm up into Seether.
I think it took them a song or two.
It took them, honestly, part of it is I still had Giovanni's taste in my mouth and was like, and
So here's the thing about tonight's set was they were very noodly.
They were.
Very noodly. So it wasn't just me. It was weird set.
No, it was noodly. And I think, So Sean Morgan, who's the lead singer, founder of the band.
And guitarist.
One of the guitarists.
Primary.
Is a huge Kurt Cobain fan. Always has been. Founded the band based on the idea of Kurt Cobain. And tonight's set was very Kurt Cobain meets the Grateful Dead to me. It was noodly and artsy and... He didn't really care what it sounded like on the radio. And I actually really enjoy it when a band plays their own stuff in a way that it doesn't sound just like the record because I can go buy the fucking album.
Yeah.
I shouldn't say record anymore. Those are things that spin that we used to listen to music on. Okay.
I spent the entire set wondering if Sean was having an off night.
I don't think he was.
Okay.
I don't know.
I don't think he was. And it was not a typical set for them. I mean, they're playing a radio station show, so honestly, they can do whatever the fuck they want. It's not like, you know, and I think he was just having a noodly night. And he told the other guitar player, like, I'm going to wander off stage in between each song and just noodle around till I come back.
Yeah. Cover it, you know, keep vamping and go. And then you can see the glint as he walks back on, and then they'll go into the next song. I'm like, all right.
It was, they were doing a thing.
It was different.
Okay.
Some of their songs, again, did come off very different. Broken.
Was so slow.
Yeah, I mean, it was kind of awesome. I was digging it, but yeah, it was...
It was like at halftime.
Really slow, really pulling it.
And then it was just kind of noodly again.
Very noodly.
The whole set was very noodly. I enjoyed it, but I'm not a purist, you know? I like bands when they just kind of jam out and do whatever. And they were definitely doing whatever.
Had they explained it to me, I'd have been fine with it.
Right.
But I was left sitting there going, what's going on?
Yeah, it was different.
You didn't get the notice of, tonight is an intimate evening.
No, I didn't. I didn't get that notice.
Yeah.
Would have been fine with it, had I gotten it.
Yeah, it occurred to me as I'm watching their set or attempting to watch their set, is I apparently have a thing for bands where the lead person does not want to be seen by the audience.
Yeah, clearly you do.
Yeah.
I wanted the lighting guy hauled out and shot.
Wait. The lighting guy during Seether?
He was so much better than the other guy.
Their lighting was so fucking good.
Well, it's the difference.
I got light in my eyes so much that the glare put me to sleep.
I mean, it's the difference between the house lighting guy mashing buttons along with stuff that he doesn't know and a show that was programmed in his run into time code.
So, it was beautiful. The first four songs were just gorgeous.
I don't even know how you do time code constantly to that particular set. But Sean Morgan, we've seen him now, at least I've seen him now, me and Batman have seen him now three times.
Yeah.
And he enjoys being backlit. He enjoys being not seen by the crowd. In case you didn't notice, there was never a fucking light on him.
They had little side lights from the bottom, and he would get the overall wash, but yeah, no.
They backlit him well enough.
Yeah. The show that we saw at House of Blues in 17, they were completely backlit the entire time. They were just silhouettes.
Yeah, there was no front light at all on anything.
So this was an improvement on
that. The entire band was, there's light behind them coming out, and it's a silhouette against red or green or blue.
When we came down here and saw them at the casino, all of us.
For my birthday.
For your birthday, that's right. You could actually see the band, and I was rather surprised, because that's unusual for them. I suspect it was a casino-specific thing, like, no, we have to be able to see the band.
Yeah, it was a great set.
Oh, yeah.
That was such a good set.
Yeah. But, yeah, there was something similar to watching Breaking Benjamin, because Ben doesn't like to be lit either.
Yeah. So. Well, and I swear to God, we just bitched about somebody not being lit 2 days ago. Sisters of Mercy?
Yeah, Sisters of Mercy, which was really more like 5 days ago. But yeah, it's apparently, and we're seeing Breaking Benjamin tomorrow, so we'll have another night of somebody not being lit.
Now,
as long as you kind of went with the whole, oh, they're just being noodly, it was a great set. If you wanted them to sound like, you know, their albums, you were probably going to be unhappy.
Yeah, I was somewhere in between,
mm-hmm.
and that's because I love Seether so much.
Mm-hmm.
And they kind of warmed up toward the end of the set. Like, that's why I felt like Sean was just having an off night. Like, in the finale number,
mm-hmm.
where they brought the crew out, and mm-hmm. the crew played guitar and bass.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody took Sean's guitar, somebody took Corey's guitar, somebody took the bass player's bass. I think there was a crew member on the drums, too. I'm not positive.
I don't know.
And the rest of the guys got to focus on singing, and suddenly Sean was animated and alive and sounded great.
There was a lot more energy on stage at that point.
Well, so the crowd tonight, again, the venue was not sold out. The floor was like half fucking empty.
Yeah.
I got tickets for this thing like last week. And we had amazing seats. And
we could have had better seats.
Yeah. Even. Yeah, but I was like, oh, ADA sounds good because, you know.
And it was. We had a little table to lean on. It was wonderful.
We had like lots of space. Yeah. Our chairs moved. It was great. So it's really, really hard for a band to play to a half empty house.
Yeah.
Because part of what their energy comes from is the energy they're getting back from the crowd, which is why I think it takes some bands a couple songs to warm up, because they're waiting to get fed. And this crowd was not feeding.
I mean, it was part of it is just a big difference, because the last two shows that we've been to, the warning out there at the Glass House, sold out, crazy show, Snotty Nose, Rez
Kids. Oh my God, that was the highest energy show I have seen all year.
We had two shows that were super, super high energy.
Right, I'm just saying, like, from the point of view of the band, like, it's hard to vibe off of the crowd when there's half a crowd.
Well, and, you know, following Giovanni didn't fucking help.
Yeah, that kind of was like a mood killer right there. How did Giovanni get billed higher than The Warning?
No clue.
I don't know.
That was so weird.
Because this is an iHeartRadio show.
Yeah, it's a radio thing.
And Giovanni won an award from iHeartRadio last year.
Oh, corporate, got it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm. Corporate and shitification.
Yeah. Yeah, late stage capitalism.
Yeah, fire that guy.
Boys Club.
I mean, he definitely, it took him a little while to get his energy going, but it worked with the noodly thing. And I think part of the reason why his energy was up towards the end was he was just having fun.
Yeah.
He was like, fuck it, I'm just going to do things.
Yeah.
But I enjoyed it.
Yeah, I enjoyed it. It was a good show. It was, like I said, it took a little bit to get there, but, I mean, they hit all the buttons that I needed.
Yeah.
They hit all of the songs that I'm like, oh, like, they're doing one more. What do they have left? Is there, oh, yeah, okay, yeah, there it is.
Oh, there were plenty more that they could have played.
I'm the person who likes, like, the deep cuts off of Seether albums, so.
I mean, you're not alone.
There's, like, 9 Seether albums that I really like, so.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a lot.
I'm really, really enjoying the new one, by the way. Go get it if you haven't gotten it yet.
And go see Seether.
Yes. You can always leave when Skillet comes on if you don't
show
like
up late for Skillet.
Yeah.
All right. So,
Breaking Benjamin tomorrow
with Stained and Daughtry and some other band that's fallen out of my head.
Nobody I had heard of before.
I'll remember it tomorrow, I'm sure. Anyway.
They'll probably tell us.
Hope so.
I'm looking forward to Daughtry.
Yeah. Yeah, they've shifted a lot. They've grown. That'll be interesting.
Yeah.
Okay. I've been Twisted Cat.
I'm Batman.
I'm Patch.
I'm not here.
Are you sure you're Patch?
I wasn't for a moment.
Okay. All right.
Get in the van!
We're doing podcast stuff!